Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome back to Preston Cliff's Flea Circus, and welcome to 2021. Can you give that a bit more gusto?
Yeah, that's all right.
Is that better?
It was all right, I suppose. I'm still Cliff. You are?
I'm still Brett.
Well, that's still good. Brett. So welcome back to 2021's first episode of Brett and Cliff's Flea Circus. A pleasure to have you on board. Was that professional?
It was, yes. It was very professional. You turned into Smash or Nicey.
Yeah.
I don't know which one.
Smash or Nice. I'll be Dave Smash. So, Merry Christmas. We last spoke just before Christmas. How was yours?
Yes. Yes, it was okay. It was very quiet and a little bit strange, but yeah, it was still nice, you know, spend time with the family and things like that was always nice. But the extended family, the ones that sometimes you don't see as often, I think I missed those guys. So yeah, it was a little bit strange.
Yeah. What was your favorite bit of it?
Favorite bit of it? Mm-hmm. Probably the toiki. I love a bit of toiki.
What did you have? The leg? The dark meat? Do you like the dark meat?
I always request a turkey with legs, but unfortunately this year we didn't get one. We just got the torso of the bird.
Yeah, a turkey torso.
So there was no limbs, and there wasn't even a skull.
Oh,
shocking, isn't it?
I know. Skull's the delicacy, isn't it? It's the best bit.
It's the best bit, the skull.
Make a wish on it. Yeah, mine was okay. We went out. I know this is like weird now because what I found all my friends today that I've caught up with, because me and my mates went for a game of football this morning. We're all saying like, how was it? And everyone's like, well, yeah, I was Skyping back home and stuff and felt a bit bad because they're like, yeah, can't go out, can't see anyone or whatever. And we're like, yeah, I went to the pub. It was great. I'm going to the beach later and I'm going to a gig later on. And I think it's getting a bit I don't know. I think people, my mates were like, I felt like I was rubbing it in a bit because obviously,
what's going on there?
I think there's a game of catchy kissy going on down there.
Oh, good old game. More boys to get the girls. Did you used to do that in the playground?
I don't think I did that one.
Did you not?
That, isn't it?
It is a bit worrying, yeah.
I think it looks like there's also a game of a clandestine game of badminton going on down there.
No, that's good. That'll be nice background noise for all, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
So badminton. Jesus Christ. I mean, what playing badminton for?
I think because it says there's no ball games allowed on this bit, so they've just brought something with a shuttlecock. What else can we play?
Isn't there a half a ball on a shuttlecock, though? Does that not count?
Is it a ball?
It's a ball shape. It's a ball shape.
It's not a ball anyway. I think if the authorities were to come and tell them, they might get off on a technicality. But
so yeah, I don't think I don't think you should feel guilty for being able to go out. It's what everybody should be able to do, isn't it?
I know, but
I don't feel guilty about that.
So yeah, we went to like a place nearby and had like basically Christmas dinner out. Well, at lunchtime, and yeah, but the baby's like so active now; she just wants to walk around. So we were like, I'm sure you or any other parents who've will have experienced this. Basically, yeah. Jane had some food for 10 minutes while I walked the baby around the place, and then I had some food for 10 minutes while Jane walked the baby around, and I don't think we ever sat down at the same table together.
Yeah, I know.
Like two hours or something. Then the next day,
I remember
we went
those
out,
days
for she sure. was good yeah. as gold. Good as gold the mm-hmm. next day. Just happy sitting playing, like, could you not have done this yesterday when we went for our expensive Christmas dinner?
She must have knew. I'll just sabotage it, she's thinking. That's what she's thinking.
It was a bit sabotage, I think.
It was. Did you watch any telly?
I've got a Van Rouge, by the way.
Oh, I've got a Guinness.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, both on Cheers. The darker stuff.
We are, yes.
What did I watch on telly?
I look forward to the Guinness shits later.
On telly, I watched Coronation Street, of course. I watched some football when the football was on Boxing Day and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else. What's on the telly these days on Christmas? Anything good?
No. I was forced to watch Birds of a Feather, and it was absolutely atrocious.
A new one?
A new one, yeah. Not even Pauline Quirks was involved. She's distanced herself from it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
she's just referred to. is it Dorian?
and the
other one, the Blum. Yeah, her. That was it.
And Linda, the actress Linda Robson.
Yeah, that's right. It was them two. It was just, it was awful. I mean, it was really bad.
Well, are the husband's still in prison? Is that still the storyline?
Someone was in prison. I don't know what relation. It was a girl.
That was it, right? That was the storyline, was there both their husbands were in prison.
That was the idea, wasn't it?
Wonder if they're still there.
That was it. Probably. Good God knows. But yeah, I wouldn't bother catching up on it or anything like that because it was terrible.
I've got no intention of watching it.
Good, yeah, don't. I watched a bit of The Stand, I think, Stephen King's new thing, which again is pretty
that?
Poor.
What's that?
It's I read the book this year. It's about a pandemic that kills most of the population. But they've started making a series. I think it was supposed to come out a couple of months ago, but obviously because of the pandemic and stuff, it didn't.
Okay, I read about it, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like Josh Boone has done it, and it's just, it's not the best, like.
Well, I watched some stuff. I started watching Jojo Rabbit that everybody was...
Oh, yeah.
Full of praise for this year, but honestly, I just couldn't get into it. So it was,
no,
yeah.
He's doing a Star Wars trilogy, isn't he?
He's involved with the Mandalorian, isn't he? So
the next trilogy.
I like him. I like his stuff. I just couldn't really get into this. I don't know. Like, oh, Hitler's funny, isn't it?
Funny Hitler.
Whatever.
I don't think he was famed for his sense of humor, Hitler.
I just feel like it's one of those where people have gone, oh my God, I can't believe he dared to go there. And I'm not really sure the film's up to much. But who am I to argue with all the plaudits and all the praise it's got? Just wasn't for me. So instead, I watched. Long two-part documentary about. Laurel Canyon and the like California music scene in the 60s and 70s, which was excellent. I don't know how many of them documentaries I've watched over the years. This one felt like it was the best.
Quite a few.
And I watched, there's a film about John Belushi come out.
Is there?
Yeah, that's really good. It's basically spoken word interviews with people. A guy was researching a book about him. So he spoke to like Dan Aykroyd, his wife, and everybody who knew him. And it's basically the audio recordings of those interviews being played over, like, footage of them in shows or, like, home video footage and stuff like that. It was excellent. It was. Really,
I don't know much about John Belushi, actually.
No, me neither. I think he's just, like, big. Obviously seen him in some films. Love the Blues Brothers. And then knew that he died tragically young of taking loads of drugs and drinking. But it's a sad tale, really. Sad tale.
Yeah.
Couldn't cope with stuff. Didn't have anyone around him. Or he had lots of people around him, but didn't know how to deal with these inner demons and all of that. Ultimately sad. He was only 33, I think, or 32 when he died.
When he's young.
No age.
Definitely not.
So watch that. And... have I watched anything else? Oh, that Steve McQueen, the filmmaker and artist, not the old actor.
Yeah.
I'm deceased. I don't know if you saw, he did a series of films for Amazon and BBC called Small Axe.
I did read about it. I haven't watched any of them yet.
I watched the first two. The first one is it's a true story about... essentially the first court case where it was agreed that there was institutionally like racist policemen, and that's why these guys had been arrested and stuff in the late 60s based in Notting Hill. So it's this Mangrove Nine, I think the Mangrove is the name of this restaurant that basically kept getting raided by these awful cops. That was really hard going, excellent, but really hard going. And then the second one is called Lover's Rock, and it's essentially an hour of watching the living room at a house party, everybody dancing. It's fucking superb.
Really?
Yeah, it's absolutely superb. I can't even say how good, explain how good it is. It's essentially like people getting dressed up and ready to go to a house party, and then everybody dancing at this house party with a couple of little break-offs of a couple of little dramas and things like that that are going on. Just really good. I mean, I don't know, good on him. That's not normal hour and 10 minutes of TV, is it?
Definitely not.
Absolutely superb. Like, I 100% recommend
that. Well, I might check that out. I've been watching a lot of Star Trek. And the other thing that I've been watching, or did watch on YouTube, was a charity boxing fight between Les Dennis and Bob Mortimer. Where Bob Mortimer was led into the ring for Sport Relief. Yeah. Bob Mortimer was led into the ring by Kinky John. It was good.
I've never seen that.
It's on YouTube.
What was Kinky John?
He's just leading him in. I don't know if you remember when Liam Gallagher and Noel Gallagher led... what's his name? My man.
Ricky Hatton.
Ricky Hatton and I, it was a bit like that. It was just a little bit like that. But it was good. Bob Mortimer, when he was getting hit, just ran away. But he won. Bob Mortimer won.
I watched the fishing as well. So that was good.
The fish.
I was surprised.
Good, do you like me t-shirt there,
Claire? I knew I was going to say, I was hoping it was Prince Adam, but it's actually He-Man. I think I'd quite like a Prince Adam t-shirt with these pink leggings.
It's got Orgo and Battle Cat on it as well. But the thing is, right? Orgo, I like Orgo. I used to like the figure where you used to put the thing in and pull it, and it used to just spin round.
Yeah.
Remember that? But the thing is about these t-shirts, right? I've noticed that in the bottom of my t-shirt, right? At the bottom of most of my t-shirt, there's a little tiny hole, right? Now, I've been racking my brains as to where this little tiny hole could come from. Is it rats? Is it mice? I've got no idea.
I think it looks something like this.
But I've recently worked it out.
Okay.
And I know what it is now. What it is the wife's haphazard way of retrieving the washing off the washing line.
Or just pulling it out.
She's snatching at the washing on the washing line. So the pegs are putting little tiny holes in the bottom of my shirts. So if anybody else has that problem, that's where it's come from.
Yeah, you just know now your wife's a snatcher.
She's a snatcher. She is. She's a definite snatcher. What did you get the kids or the bairn? What did you get the bairn for Christmas?
A teepee.
A teepee? Did you sit in it?
Yeah, I've sat in it more than she has. The cat's fucking loving it.
The cat's new bed, is it?
Again, it's something she'll use it when she can play on her own a little bit more, I think. But it's great, really nice. Somebody like makes them bespoke here. Some ladies like so got it in the same colours as a bedroom and all that kind of stuff. So nice. It's great. It's really nice. So we got her that, and then like Jane's mom and dad and sister sent over a few little bits and pieces. Well, here's something from B&M. No problem with that, of course.
No.
Three little ducks. Three little ducks.
Three blind mice.
£3. £1 per duck. They go in the bath.
Yeah.
I think they're meant to go in the bath. And they flash. So like they've got like basically when you put them on your hand, they start flashing. Uh-huh. They've been flashing for 5 days. I don't know how to turn them off. on Boxing Day, one of the nights I went to sleep in the spare room with the bairn, and I could just see like the lights in the corridor.
Yeah.
Like just the lights flashing in purple and blue and red. Like there was a disco going on. In the bathroom, I was furious.
It's ridiculous,
like,
that, isn't it?
I've literally got no idea how to turn them off.
No, I remember the certain things that when Lennon was small, that we bought them, like things like that, you know, electronic things or battery powered things, you just couldn't switch off. You just had to leave them, put them in a drawer.
But like,
that's all you need.
When
to do.
These obviously stop flashing because it's not going to last forever. There's also no way of. Like being able to replace a battery or anything because it's just something that's inside. I don't know.
They're useless after that. It's crazy.
So she's got a few things. Oh, we've put these like alphabet stickers on her wall, like A and then an animal.
Yeah.
Like for each one. And she's just pulling them off the wall and I'd be like, no. She loves the jellyfish.
Mm-hmm.
She's like pointing at the jellyfish one, J, obviously, if you were unclear on that. And just going, I'm like, jellyfish, jellyfish. And she's like, Oh, yeah, jellyfish. Then the next one down underneath it is octopus. And she's like, This is really not getting this. It's octopus.
And she's still like, a youngin', man.
I know, but still I'm a youngin'. But yeah,
I know.
But at the moment, so we've got substitute nanny in because our normal one's on holiday, I think I said last week. And she speaks French. So she's teaching them and so there's rabbit and she's like, lapin, lapin. I'm like, yeah, but that's great. But that's not our. Don't mind her learning French words, but that doesn't correspond to the letter that's next to the animal. In this system, so it doesn't work.
Shocking. Do you want a word of advice when it comes to Christmas presents when the bairn gets older?
Okay.
If they ask for a gaming PC, say no.
Oh, have you got one?
Lennon's got one. He bought four games, two of them didn't work at all. So I had to spend like me whole Christmas and Boxing Day, at least 2 hours on both those days, trying to work out how to get the games to work. It's a nightmare.
I don't really understand gaming PCs. I know they look big in the flash.
They flash different colours and stuff.
But
like
I don't understand like what's the difference. Like,
I mean, I've told them the only thing that you need for a PC is Football Manager.
Yeah, literally nothing else. Literally doesn't need anything else whatsoever. What games does he want to play? Because to me, they all seem like games that are also on consoles, so I don't understand.
But apparently it's a mega high-powered thing, and you know that's what he wanted. So
but you build them, right, these gaming PCs. You don't just go and like buy, I'll have one of your gaming PCs, please. Like,
yeah,
you construct them from different bits.
Well, I certainly don't, but the person that will bought it off us. I'm not going to be doing stuff like that. But it's never just simple as putting a disc in, you know, downloading.
Well, how do you play the game?
He's a whiz on the keyboard. He's got a mouse and stuff like that.
But you said they didn't work. Like, I don't. How can they not work?
Well, this when you download them, there was like certain files that were missed and that I then had to get from other places. Do you know what I mean?
It sounds like a game in itself.
I know it is. It was, and two of those the games that he bought were like that. So, it's a nightmare. But
what were the games?
One of them was the new Call of Duty one.
Okay,
which I don't really get. And I think the other one was Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege or something like that. Like one.
Because we and do a bit of we cover a bit of gaming in the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lad who used to write for it, and he's, you know, a lovely lad. He wasn't a great writer, and the stuff he was writing about, I don't know anything about. So I was always like, I don't think this makes any sense, but also I wouldn't know because I would be. It might as well have been like Arabic, and I'd been like, I hope that's all right. Just put it through. Let's print it. But then I did something before Christmas, like I don't. 21 games to look out for in 2021 or something. That quickly became 7 games to look out for in 2021 because I could not be bothered trying to work out what it all meant.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not too bad on the computer and stuff like that. I've hacked a Wii before. I've hacked a Nintendo Wii.
Okay, what have you done with it? War games.
There was it. No, there was this game, Zelda, I think it was, which did something to the computer, and then you had to go and put some things on a USB stick or whatever, and then it would let you play a copied game. So I did that.
Okay.
Have you ever hacked anything? Are you a hacker?
I'm no hacker.
Have you done the hacker?
I've attempted the hacker once while pissed. That's it.
I'd like to see that, actually. That would be good.
You're I had all the gear hacker. On in that. No, I didn't.
You had all the gear on?
They allowed these kids, so it's 9:30.
Are the kids, are they?
Yeah, yeah. I think they're playing.
Are you going to do the old man thing and tell them to shut up?
Shut up, I'm trying to swear up here.
Are you going to nick that shuttlecock?
Well, now it looks like they're playing. I thought they were playing... they would never be able to hit it this high, man. puny weak kids.
Right, I'm keeping that. I'm going to put a knife through it.
If that shuttlecock comes up here, mind, he won't get by in a technicality with me.
That's it. I'm putting a knife through that shuttlecock.
I think they're now playing like a kind of
blocker
or hide and seek kind of thing. But one of them's got a frisbee, and I think he's trying to, as they run away, get them with the frisbee, like Mad Max or something.
Or Tron. Yeah.
I haven't seen I love the first Tron so much, but I haven't seen the second Tron because I think any sequel, much like your Blade Runner, that comes out fucking 20 years later, it's probably not worth watching.
I like the Blade Runner sequel, but I have seen the second Tron. And the first one, I first saw it when I was maybe in my 30s, I think, like much as I am now. So maybe it's about 7 years ago. It was one of them that passed us by, I think, Tron, as a kid.
Oh, I used to love it. Like I said, I love Jeff Bridges. I used to love kind of all of his stuff in the 80s, although he was awesome. Yeah, I used to love it. Like futuristic computer game kind of thing, just totally blew my mind when I was a kid how they did it and stuff.
It still looks amazing. Like I've got it on Blu-ray now, and it's class. But it's just one of them that that passed us by, like Krull. I haven't seen that either.
I don't think that's held in the same esteem as Tron. Like,
I don't think it is. I think it's Falls have got a song called "Tron Is an Amazing Film." That's the name of the song. I think so.
Do you like the Fools? Did you go and see them?
I haven't seen them, no. I do quite like them. I do quite like them.
I don't think I know what to make of them.
Yeah, I know. I'm a bit like that, a little bit. But yeah,
I'd like them to be pigeonholed a bit more so I can decide without listening what kind of music it is and whether I want to listen to it or not. At the moment, it seems an open-ended description of what the music sounds like.
I know.
I don't know.
I like the first album and the second one. And after that, it's just tapered off a little bit for us, I think.
Have you done much on the Twitter this week? Have we got any messages to respond to or shout out?
Yeah, we had a nice message from one of our friends, Felix. I don't have at hand, but I remember the gist of it. He just, like, he basically echoed what Ian and Luke said and stuff about you know, it's been a terrible year and all this, you know. But he also said that he was very impressed with your story about the coffee machine. And who was it? Was it Paul Lambert?
No, it was John Collins.
John Collins, that's who it was.
Easy mistake to make.
It is an easy mistake to make. So, yeah, he just sort of wished we a Merry Christmas. And in Spanish as well.
Yes.
Feliz Navidad.
Is he Brazilian? He sounds Brazilian. But also he writes very much like a like an Englishman in one thing. And his name sounds Brazilian.
I think he might be Argentinian.
Oh, well, sorry.
Because they speak Portuguese in Brazil, mate, don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
So I think he's Argentinian. I'm sure he's got an Argentina badge on his next to his name. So anyway, thanks for that, Felix.
Yes, thanks, Felix. That was good. You also, I think, suggested we do something. And I think we're doing it now. Am I right? Am I right in thinking that?
You're right in thinking that, yeah. Yeah, Felix did say that he's a fan of Gerry Anderson's stuff, like Captain Scarlet and Thunderbirds. And we have decided to do Terrorhawks, haven't we? Because I think this is one of the first ones that we're going to do.
It was,
we just didn't for some reason. I can't just remember
never did it. And then Felix Gaetano Compultense. Yeah, it looks like it's an Argentina flag in his profile. He said he loved it. I don't know why you're talking about that stuff. You're always talking about that geeky stuff, aren't you? So you were talking about... Yeah, you always get the conversation back around the puppets.
Yeah, sometimes. Especially me magical hand puppet. That only comes out when I'm extremely drunk.
we were going to do this. One of the first things we ever talked about. And him and Ian and a few other people keep mentioning it. Saying, oh, we should do it. So we thought, yeah, we should. And we've talked about it for ages. So we have watched the first... Well, I've watched the first two episodes because it's a two-parter, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a two-parter, yeah. It's called Expect the Unexpected.
So Terrorhawks is a 1983 series from Gerry Anderson and another guy, somebody Burr, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Christopher Burr.
Yeah, Lady in Red guy.
Christopher Burr! It is him, isn't it?
Gerry, I've never seen you looking so lovely. So Christopher is actually called...
Would you like to come to me recording studio?
I'll let you sing backing vocals.
Anyone's welcome.
Literally anyone's welcome. So Terrorhawks, 1983, they ran for three series. It's by Gerry Anderson and Christopher Burr. It is similar to Thunderbirds and Captain Scarlet in some ways, but different in some ways as well. I mean, a lot of the things are just nicked from Thunderbirds, really, aren't they?
It's like a mix of Thunderbirds and Captain Scarlet, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's Star what it is. Wars. It's like a mixture of, kind of like Star Wars as well. Because those things, the 60s things, Captain Scarlet and Stingray and Thunderbirds, they were called Super Marionation, weren't they?
Yeah, the marionettes that he was using.
Yeah, That's right, yeah. And this one's a bit different. This one's called super macromation.
Yeah, which macromation.
Yeah, with that they're using hand puppets rather than the marionettes. Yeah, so
they're not
they're
not the puppets on strings. Instead, you've got the kind of latex faces and stuff that the hand puppets instead. So they look a little bit different, although some of the sets and stuff are very similar.
Yeah.
And the shots of the spaceships and stuff like that, very reminiscent of those other earlier ones, aren't they?
Definitely. There's like a very slow build-up, isn't there, to the things happening? You know, it's almost like done in slow motion. A spaceship will lift very slowly up.
Also, like the...
But
I always remember the house kind of coming apart and the thing out of it. Which the spaceship coming out of it. So I haven't watched this since the 80s because I was and remain terrified of the main baddie, Zelda, the alien android. Witch woman.
I much like you, I received nightmares from Zelda.
Yeah, me too. I'm pretty sure I will have nightmares tonight after watching two episodes.
I think
of, using evil wiles to trick the really terrible captain of
we'll get on to him in a bit. But do you think the reason that what I am terrified of Zelda is because like kids are scared of old people? Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah, I think there's a bit of that. I mean, she's disgusting. She is terrifying. She looks terrifying. She has a terrifying voice, and she's trying to kill all the humans. So, like, there's a lot of reasons not to like her when you're like six or something.
It's a mixed bag. There's lots of reasons. Yeah, I had terrible nightmares from Zelda. I was really terrified of her.
Can you remember anything about it? Like, all I can remember
the premise of it.
I couldn't remember the premise of it. In fact, I can't remember like the guys, the humans, the actual Terrorhawks. I assumed Zelda was in charge of something called the Terrorhawks because it's got terror in the name and she's terrifying.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty similar to you there. I can't remember the premise of it at all, really. The things I remember are Zelda. I remember the robots.
Yeah.
I remember the Norton crosses bit at the end.
Yeah, which is just random.
But great.
Yeah, but very good. I can't remember the robots. I had one of the robots they're called Zeroids.
Zeroids. Yeah.
So they look like balls, heads that sit on like a column kind of thing, but the heads can come off and roll around and go and explore and do tasks and stuff like that. I had one of them. That was a toy. I really liked it. That was the only thing I had of Terrorhawks. It just seems random that I just had that one thing. But obviously,
I can't have a
Zelda
toys
anywhere near the house.
No, definitely not. There's no way you're keeping that thing around, is it?
I mean, definitely come alive. I can't remember anything about what it was about or anything. I was just scared of her. And I presume because of that, I didn't really watch it that much. It's interesting watching it now because it's a bit like piss takey, isn't it? Out of this type of thing. It's not entirely serious. It was funny. I laughed at things that I think are probably meant to be funny in it. It's a strange show, a strange one. It's not like Thunderbirds, you know what you get.
Yeah.
Like these guys are going to do these tasks and save the world or whatever from the bad guy. Mm-hmm. This was all a bit, I don't know, it's unusual. It's unusual. It's a bit of a spoof of his own things, but also still being done seriously.
Yeah, it's tongue in cheek, definitely, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, there was a part where the robot took the piss out of the Lieutenant Hero.
Because there's a bit of racism and I'm going to say homophobia in this as well.
Racist robots.
So the Terrorhawks are about, I don't know, five or six men and women who are led by Dr. Tiger Ninestein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. weird. Tiger Neinstein. Apparently, his first name is never revealed. And I mean, he's a clone, isn't he?
He's a clone of himself. And he can die, and they just replace him straight away.
Yeah, there's a little bit in the episode that we'll watch where he instructs Lieutenant Hero to sort of blow up a ship that he's on because he's not bothered. Because I'm just being replaced.
I'll just be replaced. So I want it myself.
Yeah. There's nine other clones of us. I'm not bothered. Just kill us.
So he's in charge. He comes up at the beginning of every episode and says, like, Terrorhawks, do not change your channel.
Emergency.
Emergency.
Yeah.
And the name of this
stay on episode, this channel.
Yeah, the name of this episode, Expected Unexpected, is one of his catchy catchphrases.
It is. I wonder, because this is we've only watched the first two. I wonder if he sort of, you know, calls out the name of every episode during the program.
And they all become catchphrases. He's got 96 catchphrases in all the episodes.
Yeah. And the thing is about this guy, he's a twat, isn't he?
He's a twat. He looks like Peter O'Toole, I think.
And he's got the voice of Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, apparently. It doesn't really sound like Jack Nicholson, but apparently it's the actor decided to try and do the voice of Jack Nicholson. Uh-huh. He's a dick because he's really mean to everybody, especially his robot who's in charge of all of the robots. He gives him a right dressing down in the second one.
He reprimands him quite severely, doesn't he?
And also, he's terrible because he's tricked by Zelda over and over and over again in the space of 50 minutes.
Yeah. Not only that, this Zelda is planning to invade Earth and sort of, you know, execute all the humans. And he just plays on his computer game, doesn't he? It's like he gets it really annoyed when people interrupt him when he's sitting on the computer game. Yeah, we are, but we're being attacked by Zelda the Android. Oh, I'm not bothered. Nine of us?
You've already died twice in this one episode. We're only on the first one.
It's a strange one, like, isn't it?
It's really weird. So it begins with, I loved the beginning, and it's like a voiceover. There's a Mars space station. Uh-huh. And I think that, honestly, it took us off guard. But does Zelda's spaceship rocks up at this Mars space station, which is manned by humans from Earth, and goes, "Hey, humans on the space station, we're just coming closer. Don't worry, we come in peace. We mean you no harm." And then immediately destroys it, explodes it up into a million pieces.
Yeah. With a maniacal laugh.
Yeah, I didn't even finish saying it. I mean, you know how.
Just blows them up. Yeah. And then turns our attention to the Earth, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Well, luckily for everybody, there's this task force set up called the Terrorhawks.
Yeah.
Who can repel her?
Just waiting for just an attack of this nature. Also, they say, but luckily, there's not an ordinary house or something. It's the White House.
It's the White House?
They say the White House as if, like, it's the White House, but it's not the White House of Washington, D.C., is it? It's just it's a White House where these people live and have their spaceships in South America.
In South America? What's it doing there?
I don't know. In the White House, like, as if it's, like, like he's the president or something, or this stuff's really there in the White House. But
It's confusing
it
a little bit, isn't it?
Very confusing. Yeah,
it is confusing. I think a lot of it was quite confusing. The stuff that was going on.
It was
things getting small. Things it's getting a little bit bigger. Things getting a lot bigger. I can control matter. What can you? What does that mean then? What can you do? Anything you want. Oh. What's the point in invading? I didn't get it.
No, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Zelda can just do what she wants. Yeah, basically,
Just toying with them.
Yeah. And what I will do is make a road. They'll never suspect that. I'll make a highway.
And fucking Tiger Einstein's going, she seems all right, actually.
They're going,
you know, this sounds like it might be a trick. And he's going, I know what I'm doing. And she just strings him along. He's an idiot.
He is.
They keep saying the aunt Zelda, the alien android, like as if that should like set some alarm bells off for the doctor captain guy.
Even when she's doing a evil laugh and stuff like that while she's creating the road, he doesn't click on that. Like, she's evil. Listen to the laugh. All you need to do is listen to the laugh.
He's captured by her for a large part of the show. Still doesn't seem to care.
Well, he's not bothered. I mean, he's the worst. He's the worst person being in charge because there's 9 of them. So he doesn't care whether he's blown to bits by Zelda or captured. Is he? He couldn't care less. He's just a strange hero.
So there are a few things I want to talk about. We've covered him a bit, but he's dressing down of Zeroid, the 35, the Sergeant Major, whatever he is. It's something Windsor Davies. Talk about. And yes, so one, Windsor Davies plays that character, and he's playing the exact same guy as it ain't hard.
It's just the same guy, isn't it? Yeah,
but he's a robot in this. So
I think they've just lifted some of the things that he said.
He didn't re-record anything.
I just didn't bother.
Just playing the dialogue from it ain't hard. Yeah. So he's in it. I didn't expect that, but excellent. Like, big points for him being part of this show.
Yeah, definitely.
Second one is Zeroid 101 for a homosexual gentle robot.
Definitely,
I would imagine. Quite over the top,
a sarcastic camp robot. Because you're a nut.
Yeah, maybe it's you're a nut.
I'm talking to the plants.
There's one bit where he goes, oh, maybe it's because it's heading to Earth. He's like so over the top, like sarcastic. Like, he's also ripping the piss out of this.
He definitely is.
So that's the other thing.
I know the robots are strange, aren't they?
Very strange. Very strange. They've all got really weird accents.
Yeah. Oh. And there's also a death of a robot, isn't there?
There is a death of a robot in this quite early
13? He was quite simply picked because of his unlucky number.
Yeah. And Zelda goes, 13, unlucky for some on Earth, I hear.
Yeah, so I'll get you.
Wipes him out. The other thing is Lieutenant Hiro, Hiro, H-I-R-O, because he's Japanese. His character is Japanese. He's not played by a Japanese person. And from the very first thing he says, I was like, what? What was that? Oh, he said, have a good fright.
He's almost like Dr. Shakamoto from Vic and Pop.
I couldn't believe like how over the top, stereotypical. like, it was, you would not get that camp character.
It
would never happen. The camp one, okay. This guy, you just wouldn't do it. Just no way you would do this at all.
No.
Well, it was funny, like you say, when he goes, what is it that he says exactly?
He's
talking to the camp robot.
He's talking to the camp robot, and he says, "Oh, the plants are looking good, and I hope you've been talking to the plants while I've been away." And he says, well, yeah, you have. You know what the rest of them think of us when I tell you to talk to the plants, don't you? Yes, you're a nut. That's what he says.
And then he says, and then he goes, exactly. And the robot goes, don't you mean exactly? And he goes, yes. That's what I said.
That's what I said, exactly.
I was just thinking, wow, this is so wrong and over the top. I'm still laughing at it, obviously. It's set in the year 2020.
It is.
I think being invaded by Zelda is the only thing that didn't go wrong in 2020. Right. To be honest.
Would you swap the year that we've had for being invaded by Zelda?
Yeah, because I really think her invasion wouldn't affect me whatsoever.
It wouldn't, would it? Because Danny in Thailand for some reason.
Yeah. Because there's less roads.
Yeah. But she has the ability to create roads just at will. So she could just do that throughout the planet, create roads everywhere, and would just all be conquered, wouldn't we?
Yeah. Well, so, also perfect for those round robot balls to go along.
Yeah, just rolling about.
Perfect terrain for them.
It is perfect terrain.
I've written some things down, but I can't even read what they say. Ridiculous.
Can you not?
Nah, no chance.
So our hero, he gets captured, doesn't he, in his car, in his lovely car.
He's got a lovely outfit on, and he's got a very nice car, and he's got what looks like a very nice drop of wine before he gets captured.
He does, actually. I enjoyed that bit, because... The puppets, I mean, they're good, the puppets. I like them, but they've got no neck, so they all look like Sandy Tosvig, don't they?
Yeah.
And there's a part where they think that they've killed Zelda,
mm-hmm.
but obviously they haven't. So they have a party with one of the puppets who looks like, who she look like? The one with the pink hair?
I don't know, but her character is a world-famous recording artist.
Yes, she is. Why? It's like Mask, isn't it? It's like Mask, where one of them is... I don't know. It's just strange. But anyway, they drink loads of champagne at this party. And the good thing about that is they all look pissed anyway. They all look completely mortal anyway, with their hunched shoulders like that. Mental. It's good, though.
Honestly,
I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, I didn't want to switch the thing off at any point. Do you know what I mean? I was engaged with it.
I'll tell you what, there is a lot of cackling in it. A lot of evil cackling.
There's a lot of evil cackling.
But that's because she's got the upper hand for out of 50 minutes. She's got the upper hand for 40 of those minutes. She's got a lot to laugh about.
I wonder what happens in the end. I mean, does Zelda prevail, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. So the other thing was when like Dr. Tiger Ninstein has got a real bee in his bonnet about Windsor Davies like not obeying orders and mm-hmm. doing you're starting to think, man. And he's like, I would never not obey an order, sir.
You are a robot. You are nothing.
You are nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nothing.
Do you understand me?
And he just goes, I will obey orders.
Yeah. Say yes!
And I'm thinking through that. You're a fucking clone.
I know, yeah.
You're not a human yourself.
There's a part in it where he says, I don't have a grandfather, I have a test tube. What? Sorry, everyone's frightened of this guy, isn't he? He's like a passive aggressive nutcase.
Yeah, he's like a real like drunken captain of a like a ship. It would be like if Kirk was like bipolar.
He's addicted to his computer again, isn't he? He doesn't actually care about anybody, this guy, does he? He cares about his computer games. That's all he cares about.
Yeah.
He wants to die. For a start, he's suicidal.
Oh man, it's so funny.
He's the worst guy ever to have in charge.
The other one's terrible as well. The other guy, Hawkeye, whatever he's called, he's awful. He's like, they're just mocking him all the way through. He's stupid.
No. She looks like a bit like Diana Ross. I thought that.
She does a bit. Also a world famous recording artist, so maybe it is based on her.
Yeah, I think it might be.
I loved it but like it was a bit mad.
You loved it, but you can't explain why.
I can't explain why, and I don't know if I'd watch like more of them.
Yeah.
But I found it really funny, but lots of it for probably the wrong reasons. But it was fun, and I'm still scared of Zelda, and I'm glad Winter Davies is in it. The Japanese guy, like, and that Dr. Einstein dressing down all of the robots for obeying his orders and stuff was just a bit mad.
It was. I completely agree with you. I enjoyed it, but I can't work out why. I remember I always loved it as a kid, and much like you, I was terrified of Zelda, and still am. So, yeah.
Did you watch? Yeah,
it's good.
So, Ian Arbroath Mackham, who follows us and a fan of the show and regular contributor to our Twitter conversations, etc. He said, "Oh, you should watch Starfleet as well," which didn't ring a bell for me. And then when he said Brian May did the soundtrack, I think Brian May set up like a separate band for this soundtrack. I've heard of the album and the band, or the collaboration or the project, but I kind of hadn't realized or hadn't put two and two together that was to do with this very similar show to this, I suppose. Did you watch any of it?
I watched about 20 minutes of it.
Yeah.
And they were the worst puppets I've ever seen in my life.
They didn't move.
The only thing that moved was their lips.
Yeah, it was quite freaky, but like the puppets themselves were just stationary all the time. It was quite interesting though, and you could tell like the bits of music that were in it. When you know like who does it, you can tell. I watched a bit of that. It was pretty good. I didn't ever really have
time to watch it. What year was that?
Probably earlier, right?
Must have been, what, 70s? Late 70s. Yeah, it would have been earlier than this, wouldn't it? That's why we had no idea what it was, I guess.
I only
watched a little bit of it. And I listened to a little bit of the soundtrack that Ian sent when things. That was good. Brian May stuff.
Long songs on that album.
Long songs, yeah.
When was it? Oh, actually, 1983, so the exact same time.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's strange. I think that the puppets just terrified us. I was a bit scared of them.
I'm just looking at one of the robots now. Yeah, not a fan.
I'll listen to the songs a bit more. If you go to someone's house and they say, "Oh, yeah, I collect dolls," you know, you've got to be a little bit wary of them. Do you know what I mean? Especially if they're like old China dolls.
I know what you really mean is when you go back to a girl's house and there's lots of dolls in, then you've got to be wary of them.
That's true.
If a single man was to go back to a lady's house and there was lots of dolls lying around, they should probably be a little bit wary of what they're about to get into.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Definitely. But yeah, I'd say for people to watch this, it was interesting.
Funny.
Strange reasons that I can't explain.
Yeah, the story was funny. You're zero, silch, nothing. You're a robot.
from the likable hero.
So that was good. Do you have a quiz or out related to it? I'd like to think you do.
No, not related to it. It's completely unrelated. I've got a quiz about strange news stories from the past year, because we're all sick of the normal news stories that we see and read in the newspapers and the TV. So I've picked out a few. So I'll get going, I guess.
What's the mechanism? What do I need to do?
I don't know what the mechanism is. I've got no idea. Question number one.
Okay.
A bodybuilder who married his sex doll revealed it what just before Christmas?
What? Oh, cheated on him.
God, that would be so good, wouldn't it? It broke just before Christmas. He didn't reveal why.
Yeah, I don't think I want to know why.
Do you not? Do you think it? You know, I'd like to understand why. It was one of these like modern sex doll things. Now, I don't know. Maybe you do. Have they got moving parts?
I don't know. I don't know what you mean.
Have you not seen these, like, plasticky? It's not like a blow-up doll.
Okay.
It's like a, I don't know, it's a more lifelike thing.
Okay. I would imagine he fucked it until it broke as well. I've got to imagine what happened there.
I think that is quite possibly true.
So he took it in the bath and it drowned because it can't swim.
That's also a possibility. High street chain Urban Outfitters had recalled thousands of candle holders. For what reason, Cliff?
For what reason? I've got no idea on this. When did this take place?
They're all from this year, these stories.
I know. Give us the last one said just before Christmas. I was trying to think, but I was just trying to place what it would, in the air.
What wouldn't you want a candle holder to do?
Did they melt?
They catch fire when in close contact with a flame.
What are they made out of, shell suits?
Yeah, they're made out of shell suits. So, yeah, that's what happened with that. Pilots drew a penis in the sky using a jet in support of who?
Support John Wayne Bobbitt? Is that guy's name?
Apparently this year, the Russian captain, team football captain, was caught masturbating on his phone and sent it out to people and stuff like that. So these Russian pilots drew a massive penis in the sky in support of him.
Who is it? Who's the footballer?
Artem Zuba.
Okay.
I haven't heard of him.
Never heard of him.
No. More Russians. A Russian man had what removed from his nose after it had been stuck there for 50 years. Don't do that.
You're talking about sick phone sex, so, you know, dirty den had to come out.
Well, I'll never bring it up again, ever.
Sorry, I missed your question because that. I was waiting for you to look at me horrible face.
So sucking your finger in the style of dirty den makes your ears not work.
Yeah.
So we see.
Too much concentration.
A Russian man had what removed from his nose after it was stuck there for 50 years?
Oh. Slice of bread.
A slice of bread.
A cornflake.
A cornflake. It was a coin which he forgot about. A Northern Californian man dressed as Santa and flying on a powered parachute had to be rescued last week after flying into what?
Northern California.
Yeah.
I'm going to say alligator filled swamp or lake.
No, he became entangled in power lines. That was nice sight for the children, wasn't it?
I think, do they not like send police around to schools to tell you not to do that kind of thing?
What? Go in a high powered parachute?
Yeah, just in case you get entangled within some power lines.
Well, they should have done with this.
Sure, they came to my junior school and told us that.
Don't mess with the power lines. Can you remember, Cliff, at school when they used to show you them films about not going onto the tracks?
Well, that's exactly what I'm referencing with this, yeah.
Uh-huh. They were terrifying. But
the police
weren't
used to come in and show you them, didn't they?
That's right, yeah. Uh-huh.
It wasn't just a track, there was one on a pylon. And kite got stuck up in it. And he was like, oh, I'll just climb up it, won't I?
I remember them.
Got fried to death.
They were terrible. They were awful, weren't they?
There was definitely also one about jumping over walls that might be too high on the other side.
We're going to have to find these and do them, I think. See if we can dig them out.
Safety videos. There was one about going down tracks and stuff like that, wasn't it?
I always ball remember going over, the train one.
A ball going over into something.
That might have been... you can remember them, like... stations, the electricity stations.
Well, yeah, because remember when we used to walk up to Cleeden Hills, we used to go past one.
Yeah.
And that's what I always used to think of, like, that's too close.
Yeah.
Because it's just on the path.
But wasn't it bricked up? Wasn't that one bricked up?
Whereas so.
These ones were just exposed, weren't they?
Yeah.
Where anybody could just go and touch, you know, massive amounts of electricity. we'll definitely have to dig them out because they'll be equally as terrifying as Zelda, won't they?
Probably, yeah. Well, yeah, let's have a look on YouTube. They might be on there. What else? Was there any more questions?
That's it.
Was it? That was a good quiz, that. I think we should do one like that more often.
You enjoyed it.
Well, yeah, I think we're at the end, aren't we? So we've got music, as usual. You've sourced a lovely track, very, very much like this one. So before we get onto that, thank you again for listening. Welcome into the new year with Brett and Cliff's Flea Circus. Your listenership means a lot to us, as do your comments on Facebook and Twitter. If you want to follow us, it's at FCircusPod on Twitter. It's the name of the podcast on Facebook. You can find us wherever you can get podcasts. Loads of places. I Googled it the other day. Loads of shit comes up. Podcast platforms I've never even heard of.
That's good.
Also, it's starting to count Spotify again properly on the Acast app. So if you want to listen on Spotify, do that again, because it was annoying us that it never got counted before. But now they do. Thank you. Subscribe, like, listen, all of that kind of stuff. Brett, do you want to tell us about the music?
Yeah. The music's really good, as it always is on this show, Cliff. Mm-hmm. It's always really good. It comes from Pete Kosanovich this week with a track called Like No Other. And it's from his new album, Blue Eyes Will See, which I listened to over the weekend, and I was well impressed.
I haven't listened to the album yet, just this song, which is great. Thanks for getting this one. Thanks for sending it in, Pete. Hopefully you all like it. This is Pete Kosanovich with Like No Other. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll speak to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.